I'm presenting on behalf of my former graduate student, Yongsun Kim. And this is all her research that she did when she graduated from the University of Florida. She accepted a faculty position at Chungnam University in South Korea. And this is also the reason why she cannot be here today. Her research was focused on transferability and scaling in two wetland systems in southern Florida that are actually not too far from here, located in the Everglades. When we think about scaling, we think about many observations that we need to make predictions across a relatively small study area or small extent. So we are pressured for observation data, for knowledge. And on the other side, soil assessments, we like to look at larger regions. So we are here facing a conundrum. On the one hand side, we like to work at fine scale, but also at core scale, and try to connect these different scales to each other. So the motivation and objectives for this type of study was to assess transferability of soil prediction models developed in one region to another one with similar ecosystem characteristics, and to investigate the scaling behavior of soil prediction models across escalating and contracting spatial scales. So actually focusing on the extent of our study area. Our two study areas are located, they are highlighted here in red, water conservation area 2A, slightly smaller. We sampled 108 soil cores, investigated these samples for total phosphorus in the topsoil, and the adjacent study area was water conservation area 3A north. 66 soil cores were collected. And the sampling efforts were quite strenuous because we must emphasize that we are dealing with a relatively inaccessible remote area that is extremely difficult to sample. But in high need to create soil maps that characterize its soil properties. In addition, we collected many different spectral variables derived from two different spectral images, one from SPOT, a remote satellite image with 10-meter resolution, and MODIS with a coarser resolution of 250 meters, and various spectral indices that characterize different vegetation responses and signatures were derived. A common one used is the normalized difference vegetation index, but also spectral indices that relate to wetlands or aquatic systems, like these two study areas are, to characterize them using spectral information. In addition, we used a small set of environmental variables intended also for model building, characterizing topography, hydrology, and geology. Now, the soil prediction models that we built were based on random forest and non-parametric advanced regression method that gives capabilities to relate input variables, the environmental covariates, with soil property of interest, in this case, soil phosphorus. It has shown low bias and also low variance. Now, in the following slides, I will use the designation as indicated in the table highlighted here for SPOT, and also the area designations. We use subscripts, and also we compiled, in essence, the two study areas together, in essence, pooled the data, and this is called Random Forest Model SPOT All and Random Forest Model MODIS All. Now, the first method to investigate transferability considered two different cases. The first case was to apply the random forest soil model developed in study area 2A and transfer the model to 3A north. The case two was vice versa, in essence, reverse. Scaling compared upscaling and downscaling. In essence, the model developed in one region were upscaled and applied to the pooled study area called water conservation area all. And the downscaling was the other way around. In essence, the model developed in the pooled study area was downscaled to the regional scale. respectively to water conservation area 2A and 3A north. The soil prediction models were based on total phosphorus data that differed in terms of their range within the two study areas. We see here for the first study area 2A and range from about 165 to about 1700, and wide range of data indicating also nutrient enrichment, total phosphorus enrichment in particular in the eastern study area, eastern portion of the study area. The two models developed from SPOT and MODIS overall showed similar patterns in terms of capturing the total phosphorus enrichment. However, we see also the resolution effects, the spot-derived random forest model with much more precise pixel resolution in terms of showing the variability of total phosphorus in the study area. Whereas the MODIS image, of course, had coarser resolution, only 250 meter resolution. Now, the second study area, 3A North, in terms of the observation, you see also in spatial clustering that was unfortunately unavoidable because of field conditions, and a much smaller range in terms of the minimum and maximum of total phosphorus that was sampled. Again, we see here overall similar patterns for the random forest models derived from SPOT and MODIS inputs, but also, of course, differences in terms of the resolution of these models. In essence, different blocks or grains that were used to build these models. Now, results for the transferability, and I hope you all are fresh enough to capture here the what was transferred to what. The first case, in essence, allowed to transfer from water conservation area 2A to 3A north. And as we see here, in terms of the model results, we see a drop in the model performance from the right-hand side, 0.93 and 0.9 R-square, for example, and a drop to very low values. Now, in case 2, if we transfer from 3A north to 2A, we see still that the models perform relatively moderately well, however, also a model performance degradation. Important to note some of the differences between the random forest spot model that relied on spectral-derived biotic vegetation factors that ranked high as predictor variables. Whereas for the MODIS prediction models, the spectral-derived factors ranked high in 2A North. And we see also in SWITCH, because in MODIS 3A North, we see that actually the gamma ray magnetic anomaly ranked high as a predictor variable. And this indicates also that possibly the different environmental covariates or different distribution of environmental properties in 3A North and 2A contributed to the differences in terms of the transferability of these type of models. Now, if you look at the upscaling results, we find differences from upscaling from water conservation area 2A to the pooled area of both wetlands combined together. We see here differences in terms of the performance, here highlighted in red, the R-square, but we also should take a look at the root mean square error and RPD value in terms of the shifts, in essence, these models are undergoing. If we apply the model developed in water conservation area 3A North, shown in on the table on the right-hand side, and apply it to the pooled area, we see a very moderate model performance that differed from the upscaling of water conservation area 2A to the pooled data set. Now, in terms of downscaling, we get a very different idea in terms of the model behavior. If we apply the random forest spot model applied to water conservation area 2A using spot images, we see a relatively high performance, 0.93 R-square. For MODIS random forest models, 0.90. And if we downscale them to the, in essence, to the regional scale, then we see also in the center lessons developed in the combined areas 0.93 and 0.9, so they are comparable in terms of the model performance. But we see also that, in essence, the downscaling in water conservation area 3A works still relatively good in terms of the model performance, so which indicates that downscaling actually performs much, much better than upscaling. Now, to summarize all the results together in terms of model transferability, the similarity of controlling factors allowed some level of model transferability, but it is quite limiting. But often that's what we like to do as soil scientists. We like to transfer our knowledge from one region to another one, because otherwise we have to, again, collect comprehensive data sets and start from scratch. So the need is high. However, the model transferability capabilities are very limiting. In terms of scaling, upscaling resulted in degraded performance. Downscaling actually had high performance. However, this comes at a price, because we need actually many data, many observations in a pooled area to actually develop good models that cover a larger extent. The model transferability and scaling varies depending on, first, the attribute space. The total phosphorus values in both study areas differ tremendously in terms of the minimum and maximum values. And of course, transfer from one area to another also needs to consider the attribute domain space. The more similar, the easier a transfer of these models can occur. But also what matters is the geographic domain space, in essence the extent of the study area, because if you change the extent and scale, that is associated with a change in the variance of not only our soil attributes, like in this case soil total phosphorus, but also our environmental covariance. And so scaling and transferability, although in high demand, these type of empirical models have some limitations and constraints that we face to either transfer or scale them. So with that, thank you very much. I appreciate our funding agency, NRCS, but also internal resources from the University of Florida who are used to conduct this study. Thank you.